Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm so glad you have joined us here today for our online service. I invite you at this point, too, to get out a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper, because I'm going to ask you some questions during this talk that you may want to write down to do some reflection about later. And so when we normally meet in person, one of the first things we do during our service is to say good morning to the people that are sitting near us. And what that really means is we get to love each other up. And so what I invite you to do right now is just to close your eyes and to imagine some of those people that sit around you. And if you don't normally attend our services, just to imagine in your mind's eye some of the people that you love and that you care about. And to imagine that you are wrapping your love around that person right now, sending them your love, seeing them in their wholeness and in their power and in all their goodness. And to know that as you are doing that for some of the people that you love and care about, that there are also people watching this video that are doing the same thing for you, sending you that blessing, loving you up, wrapping you in their love, and seeing you stand in your own power and wholeness, your own goodness. And so what a blessing it is to get to participate in that with each other while we aren't together physically. And so I'm going to invite our practitioner forward as we begin this service, Ray Bunch. He's going to come forward and do an evocation for us as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always filling our lives, that is always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you just to begin to settle into your own beingness, to that quiet and still place at the center of your being, and to allow yourself just to open up.
So I invite you to just continue to allow your beingness to become present, to look within, to calm your minds, to find that sacred place that lives within inside of your body. Mine's right in my solar plexus right here. And it's a place of knowingness. So as we come together, we recognize that there is a source, an energy, a supply that is so much more than our capability to expand and understand, but it is always with us. It is the only place I know where true, unconditional love exists, where this source just loves. There's no judgments, there's no right wrong, no better than or less than, simply accept and love. And since we're created from this source, And we have access to it on the insides of our bodies. We're surrounded by it, and it flows through us constantly. But I find it best on the inside when I quiet myself and go there. So right now, I just bless this service. I bless the knowledge that this presence is loving us. It is always with us and always supporting us. And that no matter what it looks like, the end result is always okay. So I bless this service, everybody watching this video. I bless this time together as we mix our energy, as we become aware of all the individuality that lives around us, all the commonality, all the sacredness, and we know that we are a beneficial presence in the world, and we expand our lives and allow it to be more than we can encompass right this second as it moves forward out into a more magnificent life. And I just say, thank you, God. And so it is. So today I want to read you something, but I'm going to have to figure out how to get this. It's pretty easy to get too complicated with these iPads, but I love them because they're so easy to see. This is a statement that's inside of a book written by Ernest Holmes called Creative Mind. And it's one of his original books. It's way back in the before I was born time. And that's a way back. When I ran across this just at the first of this year, and it's been serving me this year in particular. And it's about expectancy. Expect the best to happen. What a wonderful way to start out. Expect the best to happen. Don't sit around waiting for trouble. Have absolutely nothing to do with it. It is no part of the divine plan. It is an illusion of the material senses. One who has learned to trust will not be surprised even when they find the best coming from the most unexpected source. All things are ours to use and then let go of. What more could we ask? We want nothing that we have to keep. Things are to use, not to hold. Expect everything is to come to you your way. Be content, cheerful, if you wish to attract from out of the store of the infinite. Open up your whole consciousness to the greatest possibilities of life. Line up with the big things. When you speak the word, expect it to happen. Know that it must be as you say. This is not to be fooling yourself. It will simply be using the law as it is meant to be used. Mm-hmm. And so it is. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ray. And so I'd like to share with you right now our mission statement. It says, we are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And that's what we're doing here at Live and Beyond Limits, is we are discovering and remembering and stepping back into the place within us that knows that, yes, indeed, we are inseparable from that infinite presence. That one presence and power and principle of love and intelligence and good that expresses itself in and through everything expresses itself within us. But what happens is it's only as we come to know that that is always within us that then we are less reactive to the outside world, because we don't need the world to reflect back to us peace or to tell us that we are loved or that we are whole. We tap into that within ourselves instead, and we're able to bring that forward regardless of what the world is telling us. And as we are able to do that, we become the healing presence. We become a beneficial presence in this world, making a difference everywhere we go and in everything we do, because then we are able to come from love and to come as peace and to stand in our own wholeness and to bring that to life. And as we do that, we make a difference in the world. And so I say thank you to every one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be acting as a beneficial presence in this world, and to be making a difference. Thank you so much for that. Does it seem to you like everything is in turmoil right now? We are in the middle right now of lots of businesses that have closed again due to a spike in the COVID-19 numbers in California. The salon where I work is closed, and all churches have been required to close again. That schools are in the middle of trying to decide if they're actually going to have children on campus when school starts in the fall, or if they're just going to be doing distance learning. And Orange County decided this week that they're going back to school on campus with no masks and no social distancing. And LA County decided that it's not safe enough to even have children on campus, so they're not having children on campus, they're only doing distance learning. And then there are people that are touting conspiracy theories that COVID-19 has just been made up and it's not even real. And of course, when we go out into the world, we also run into people who are unwilling to wear masks. We are having protesting going on for many, many weeks right now, people protesting and asking for equal rights for people of color and for black people. And for the first time that I've ever been aware of, white people, including myself, are waking up to the fact that things have not been just or fair or equal, and asking ourselves, how can I participate in that change to bring that about? And then all of that seems to be politicized. People are making it about a political party and about politics. And so with all of that going on in the world right now, it's really easy to get overwhelmed. It's really easy to get anxious. Perhaps you worry about the fact that you might get sick or somebody that you love might get sick. It's easy to get into worry about money right now. It's easy to think that perhaps we are stuck in this time and that things just aren't going to change. Or we might get into worry that things aren't going to be okay, that we're not going to be okay, and that things just aren't going to work out. So I have a quote that I'd like to share with you by Peter Boland, who is an author, and he works with Deepak Chopra. He says, "Trust is an opportunity waiting for us within the core of each moment. Contrary to popular usage, faith is not, quote, believing in things for which we have no evidence. Faith is a way of being in the world, an empty-handed acquiescence into the wonder of it all, a deep and joyful knowing that we absolutely belong here. Faith is the simple-hearted recognition that despite all the temporary setbacks, in the long run, the universe is conspiring in our favor. In the long run, the universe is conspiring in our favor. The universe is conspiring in our favor, and the universe is conspiring for our good. life is conspiring in our favor and conspiring for our good. God is conspiring in our favor and for our good. And not just for you and not just for me, but for all of humanity. Even in the midst of this, that is happening. Even though it feels like right now we are in the middle of things that are stirred up, and it actually feels like we are on the heavy duty cycle of a washing machine being tossed around, it's still, life is still in our favor and for us and for our good. What we really want is that as we move through these times with all of this going on, we want to have confidence that we are going to be okay and that we are okay. We want to have confidence that this too is leading to good. We want to live in trust and with faith. We want to have confidence in the goodness of life and then the resulting peace that we have inside of ourselves out of that awareness of the goodness of life. Reverend Dr. John Waterhouse said, "The thing that looks like is in your way, it isn't in your way. It is the pathway." This that we're going through right now is the pathway. It is our spiritual path, the path of awakening, the path of bringing something greater forward, the path of discovering who and what we really are, and bringing that to life. All of it is the pathway. The pathway to finding peace within ourselves and then to bring that peace into the world. It's a pathway of creating a world that is founded in love and that is founded in oneness. It is a pathway to discovering and finding our own wholeness and our own power, to discovering and finding the creativity and the harmony that lives within us, and to bring that creativity forward and that harmony forward into the world. And so the title of my talk today is We're Expecting. I'm talking about when we live in that expectancy of good, when we live in the expectancy that things will work out, that we actually create an opening within ourselves for the potential of the universe to fill us. We create an opening within ourselves for the potential of the universe to express itself. That stance, that expectancy of good, opens us to possibility. And as we are open to possibility, we draw possibilities to us. And because we are part of the collective consciousness of humanity, we are part of what Ernest Holmes calls the one mind. When we create an opening within ourselves out of that expectancy, an opening is created in mind everywhere. And that means it is that much easier for that good to unfold itself in humanity, because there's now an opening everywhere in that consciousness. And so in the book, A Daily Dose of Sanity by Alan Cohen, he tells a story about expectancy. It goes like this. Several years ago, I presented a life mastery training at a resort in Fiji. The hotel management assigned our group to a meeting room at the top of a high hill, which required us to arrange transport for the entire group for several gatherings each day. Not an attractive setup. The first evening there, we discovered that the room was cramped, had poor acoustics, and would be hot in the daytime. The space was far from ideal, and we did not look forward to pushing through the week. The next morning, the resort manager informed us that a bus had broken down on the road to the meeting room, which rendered it impassable. To accommodate us, he instructed the hotel staff to erect an open-sided tent a few steps from the beach. The moment the group arrived and everyone breathed a sigh of relief and cheered, "Ah, this is really it." Our class was blessed with an unobstructed ocean view and soft breezes under swaying palm trees, accompanied by the rhythmic sound of the gentle waves and the songs of birds, a perfectly heavenly setting. The group marveled at the orchestration of the bus breaking down on the first morning of the week. It was obvious that the universe had a better option for us than the resort had offered, and our ideal situation found us. Another one bites the light. Some would call this a miracle of synchronicity, and it was. I would further say that it was a demonstration of intention. The group and I held a strong vision and intention to enjoy the seminar in the most pleasant of surroundings, and the benevolent universe lent us a hand. The same benevolence will carry you to your greater good. If something appears to go wrong, or something is wrong with the world, hold some space for possibility that something bigger is going to be right. You may be amazed at where the hand of love will carry you. Our expectancy opens us to something greater. Our expectancy opens us to the creative agency, the creative intelligence and love of the universe, so that it might unfold within us and through us and within our lives and as our lives as something greater. Our intention, our expectancy creates that opening. It opens us to synchronicities. And so my question to you, and this is the one you might write down, what are you expecting out of all of this? All of the things that are going on in the world right now, what are you expecting out of all of this? Ernest Holmes says, we should expect the best and so live that the best may become a part of our experience. You know, when someone is expecting, as in expecting a baby, I would imagine it's probably quite normal to have a little bit of apprehension and a little bit of fear and a little bit of concern. But those parents that are expecting certainly don't keep their attention there. They certainly don't keep their energy there. In fact, what they do instead is they dream about what it might be like. They fantasize and plan for the future. They are forward-looking and intending something good to happen. They have an expectancy of this child's life unfolding in beautiful and miraculous ways. They have dreams about all the good things that are going to happen in the future in that child's life. And they make plans. Plans for that child's life and plans for the entire family. And you know what? Maybe not all of those plans unfold like they have them planned in their mind. But certainly, having those plans and having those dreams and that expectancy opens them to all sorts of possibility, not just in this moment, but as that life unfolds and as time goes on. That expectancy and that anticipation creates an opening within them for the good of life to unfold itself, for the creative energy of the universe to come into action, to become alive, to become activated and active. It also makes me think of when you're planning a vacation and you expect on that vacation to have great adventures. That expectancy of having a great adventure opens us up to all sorts of possibilities and to all sorts of possible adventures. And then out of that enthusiasm, out of that excitement, out of that expectancy, it moves us forward to explore. We start looking at websites online and reading travel books and perhaps watching things on TV about the place you're going and talking to people that have been there before. out of that enthusiasm and that openness and that expectancy. You discover new places to go and things to do while you're there that you didn't even know about before. And then when you arrive at your destination, you are actually more open to adventure. And because you are more open, you end up having greater adventures than you would if you hadn't started out with that anticipation and that excitement and that expectancy. That enthusiasm and that expectancy create a wonderful vacation. And so I invite you right now to start planning. What is it that you want to have happen as a result of COVID-19? Think about that. Create a plan. What do you want to have happen as a result of COVID-19? What do you want to have happen as a result of the protests that are going on, not just in this country, but around the world? What do you want to have happen as a result of the Black Lives Matter movement? What do you want to have happen and see happen as a result of the political partisanship that is happening in our country? Dream about that. Write about that. Imagine it in your mind and flush out the details. Create a picture of it in your mind. Create a picture of it on paper. Don't get stuck in the problem, though. And don't get stuck that thinking this is where we are forever. Instead, like I said, think about what you want and write about it. Draw it. Meditate upon it. Do affirmative prayer about it. Get excited about it. And then live in expectancy of that actually unfolding itself in this world. Ernest Holmes says, "Thought is a mold. Conviction is the molten substance poured into that mold." Our expectancy is the molten substance. Our intention is the molten substance. Our faith that good is unfolding is the molten substance that then comes into form. So plan in your mind, imagine and dream, and then go out and do something. Go out and do something that supports that vision. Do something that brings you and us one step closer to that. Write a letter. Take a class. Learn how to be an anti-racist and support our brothers and sisters of color. Talk to someone who doesn't think they need to wear a mask. In fact, I'm going to go back and listen to a show that was on KPCC this week where they're interviewing an FBI hostage negotiator about how to talk to people who aren't willing to wear masks so that you can do it from a place of meeting them where they are and having a conversation about it. So imagine it and then do something that moves you a step closer to that dream. We are being invited to create a new world right now. That's the invitation. And like everything that has ever been created, from the light bulb to the spaceship to a political form of government, all of it begins in the minds of human beings before it comes into the world of form. We have to imagine it. And think about it and flush it out and look, give details to find out what we want so that it can come into form. It begins in our minds first. And so get clear about what it is that you want to have happen as a result of this. The questions that I asked you about what do you want to have happen as a result of COVID-19 and as a result of the protests and the Black Lives Matter movements and political partisanship, those will be posted at the end of this talk. So if you didn't get a chance to write them down, I invite you to do that and then to spend some time thinking about it. Spend some time writing it down and really being with it. and have faith that the universe is absolutely conspiring in all of our favors, that the universe is absolutely for us, life is for us, and God is for us. Know that life is in the favor of love, and that the universe is in favor of oneness, and that the universe is in favor of wholeness and in the favor of good. That's what this universe is supporting. Let us be the conduits through which it comes through, because it is doing that. To know also that as you intend good, that it is actually God intending through you. When you are intending good, you are in alignment with God. So live in the expectancy of good and create it in consciousness, create it in your mind so that the law of the universe can respond to it and create it for all of us in form, in ways that are known and in ways that are unknown. And so blessings to you on this path. Blessings to you as being a beneficial presence in the world. Blessings to you in bringing God, the life energy, the intelligence of the cosmos into this world in a way that blesses all of us. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so how good it is to recognize that there is so much more than what is happening in the world right now. That there is so much more than what our eyes can see and what our senses can perceive in this moment. That actually when we sense with our spirit, when we sense with our own beingness and knowingness, we recognize that there is an infinite presence. And that it is a presence of love, and it is a presence of life energy. It is a presence of absolute intelligence, of perfection, of harmony and of order and of balance and of good. And that this is the active agent in this universe. That this is the foundation of everything. And that this lives at the center of everything. That it is the core and the substance that everything has been created out of, and that it is sustained by and maintained by. And so today we lean into that presence. We lean into the divine beingness of who we really are. We lean into that place within us that knows. And here we rest. For here the potential of the universe exists. For here is good without bound. And so we lean in and we listen and we hear and we expect and anticipate and dream, knowing that as we do this, we are absolutely creating an opening for it to unfold in this universe. And so what a blessing it is to live in this awareness. What a blessing it is to be a participant in creating a world of beauty and a world of joy and a world of heaven on earth. And so I know right now that each and every single one of us are inspired, that we are led, that we are guided, that the path is open before us, and that we are unfolding that world right now. And so it is with absolute deep, heartfelt gratitude that I release this prayer into the law of the universe that always says yes, that it says yes as we say yes, and that is unfolding itself now. And so I release this prayer. And I say, and so it is. So thank you so much for being here with us at Live and Beyond Limits for our online service. I wanted to let you know that we have something new going on, which is we are going to begin for the next three Thursday mornings at 10:30 having coffee and donuts at the park. So we're going to be meeting at Hartwell Park. You bring the coffee. I'll supply the donuts. Bring a chair. We're going to do social distancing and wear masks and get to visit each other and be in the presence and the company of each other. So if you are interested in doing that, we are limiting it to 10 people each week. Email me at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com and let me know which one of the Thursday mornings coming up you would like to join us. We also have a Thursday evening Zoom call. If you aren't on our mailing list, email us your address. You should be receiving an invitation to that with the login information. We are doing spiritual practice together, usually some sort of a meditation, and just getting to spend time in connection with each other and sharing and supporting and loving each other. And it's a fabulous evening of connection and spiritual practice. I'd like to thank you for your continued support of Living Beyond Limits. It is allowing us to continue to do services until we can meet again in person, and then to meet again in person when the time comes. We still have Ministry of Prayer, so if you have a prayer request, you can send it to that email address, or you can email it, text it, or call Barbara Conant, and she will get that out to the practitioners. We also are continuing to do our prayer shawl ministry. So if you would like to receive a prayer shawl or gift someone with a prayer shawl, we can get that to you. If you know of somebody that would like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer and high consciousness, we will make that happen. We also invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're on YouTube watching a video, the subscribe button is just right below that, and that will enable you to do a one click to get to our YouTube channel instead of having to do multiple clicks. So this week, be blessed. May you be at peace and be that beneficial presence in the world. And we will see you back here next week. Blessings to you.